It's a wake-up call in more ways than one. Time for some you need to know.
All right. Oh, this is well, good
great
news.
Good
we're
news
about to reach our $41 trillion debt ceiling. Not Jamie and I, but the country. A new forecast says the federal government could reach its $41.1 trillion debt limit sometime between late winter and midsummer of 2027, requiring action from Congress and the White House to avoid a default. Donald Trump, very good at defaulting on loans and bankruptcy, so I'm sure this won't be a problem, right? Once the debt ceiling is reached, the Treasury Department can use temporary measures to keep paying bills for several months, but those options eventually run out. Economists warn that a U.S. debt default could disrupt financial markets, increase borrowing costs, and damage the economy. Why start now? Federal debt is continuing to grow, with the government expected to spend about $2 trillion more than it collects in revenue this fiscal year. The debt ceiling is expected to be a major issue for lawmakers as concerns grow about both rising government debt and the need to keep the government meeting its financial obligations. Weren't we promised in the last campaign
more
fiscal? Yeah, we're going to get rid of the debt. We're going to lower that debt.
Fiscally responsible is what we were told. It was going to be Kamala Harris who was going to spend all of your money.
Jamie, she would be taxing and spending and going crazy, and there'd be no, and our kids would go to war, and it was all going to be bleak.
Yeah.
Thankfully, we are on the bright side of that coin with
is the this the bright side? Is this what it feels like?
This is what paradise feels like on a Friday.
Yikes. I don't know if I like it here. Well. But in other stuff you need to know this morning, we're going to bring it closer to home.
That's a great understatement.
We're going to bring it closer to home. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Mandela Barnes has unveiled a farm policy plan ahead of President Trump's visit to Chippewa County, which is going to take place today. We'll talk about that in more depth in just a moment here. But Barnes' plan focuses on family farms and rural communities. Barnes says that he would target agricultural monopolies, expand local meat processing options, and support a right to repair law allowing farmers to fix their own equipment. His plan also this is something I learned. They can't actually do that.
I didn't realize that.
So
farmers,
I learned a little bit. I learned a little bit from Mandela Barnes on this. And if you're a farmer this morning, please tell us how this works. 1-855-752-4842, 1-855-75-CIVIC. At any rate, Barnes' plan would also include limiting foreign and out-of-state investment ownership of Wisconsin farmland and create programs to help new farmers buy land and keep farms in the family. He's also proposing efforts to expand markets for Wisconsin farm products, encourage state agencies to buy Wisconsin-grown food, and increase agricultural education. Farming, trade, tariffs, and rural economic issues are expected to be key topics in Wisconsin in 2026 as we go through this governor's race. It's a plan. You can go read it over on his website if you're interested to find out more. He was in the Chippewa County area yesterday talking about this plan. And it is more than just holding speeches and rallies and showing up and talking to farmers. He actually has an idea of what he would like to see the agricultural industry look like in the state of Wisconsin and make it better for our farming community.
Yeah, it's going to be, I like anybody who has a plan. Come and tell me what you're going to, I might not agree with your plan.
Sure.
Or I might have issues with one or two points on it, but at least you're coming to the table with something rather than, and no, this is not singling any politician, a lot of empty talk. We always get the empty talk. I want, hey, here's
concrete
where we're
going
to start. This is what I'm coming to the table with. Now, let's negotiate. Let's figure this out. Mm-hmm. Let's find a way to make it work, because the end goal is something everybody agrees on. All right, and another piece of you need to know. I know you've been thinking to yourselves, man, when is UW-Madison going to get a chancellor? This is crazy. We can't live without a chancellor. Well, UW-Madison has officially launched its search for a new chancellor after Jennifer Nukin left to become president of Columbia University. Officials hope to make a selection by the end of the year. The next chancellor will lead Wisconsin's flagship university, overseeing more than 51,000 students, 28,000 faculty and staff, and a nearly $5 billion budget. Public listening sessions will be held this month to gather input on what students, employees, alumni, and community members want in the university's next leader. Campus groups say they want a chancellor who supports employees and students while addressing issues such as worker pay, international student concerns, and campus engagement. The next chapter will also help UW-Madison guide UW-Madison through major changes in college athletics, including athlete compensation, the transfer portal, which I will never understand, and revenue sharing. Finalists are expected to visit campus this fall before the Board of Regents makes a final decision. That is not an easy job.
No, it's not. Especially when you're talking about an infrastructure as big as UW. So I love that they're getting community support. I love that they're talking to students and people who have been there so that they have an idea of what people want in somebody who's going to be leading that infrastructure. We're going to talk about this big story, though, Brian, because the president is coming to Wisconsin today. In fact, he's going to be in the Chippewa Falls area. It's his first trip to the state since beginning his second term. And of course, we are gearing up for that gubernatorial race, and he is coming in to promote his front runner, Tom Tiffany, and also Derek Van Orden, who is going to be front and center with him at today. Yes.
What a threesome. Yes. What a triple header coming to the Chippewa Valley.
I don't know if Tom Tiffany is going to be there, but I know for sure that Derek Van Orden is going to be there. And obviously, they are going to talk a little bit about Wisconsin farmers and the rural communities. Van Orden has been already in the Chippewa Falls area. That's his district. He was up there with RFK. They were on a dairy farm last week. And Derek Van Orden says that this administration has prioritized rural America through trade agreements, tax policies, and investments aimed at helping farmers and small businesses. Here's what he has to say.
Donald Trump has been able to drive exports by having new trade agreements on average about one a month. These are significant, statistically significant things for our farmers and all of rural America.
You mean by importing Venezuelan beef and putting tariffs on things and then stopping the flow of fertilizer and things through the Strait of Hormuz? And I don't mean to speak for farmers because I am not one. It doesn't seem to an outsider that he is fulfilling those promises. It doesn't seem right. But again, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. If you are in the agricultural community, if you are a farmer and he is doing this, then let us know so we're educated.
Now, in case anybody's wondering, through the Rural Health Infrastructure Fund, Wisconsin is expected to get about $200 million this year. Obviously, that will help support and strengthen healthcare in a lot of those rural communities. Mm-hmm. This has been a priority of Derek Van Orden's over the last few months. Whether you agree with how he votes or not, because his votes haven't always aligned with some of the things he said about his district and rural healthcare.
Really?
He has been very vocal about it, and at least making sure that there's access, or at least saying he would like there to be more access. So obviously that's going to be a sticking point over the next few months as we watch how this gubernatorial race plays out. We talked about it yesterday, if you were able to join us on the show, and if you weren't, please go check out Spotify and see past episodes and listen to past episodes here. But this is going to be a very crowded gubernatorial race for the Democrats. There are currently seven Democrats in the vying for that top spot. This is, I think, a prime opportunity for the Republicans to at least get their message out through Tom Tiffany, Derek Van Orden. And new polling came out this week. And granted, the president's approval rating, according to Marquette, is dropping across the state and the nation. However, that's among independents. He still has very, very strong support among the Republican voters. So I think the fact that he is going to be here, I think, excites that voting base. I think it makes them happy to see the president. And, you know, we've talked about it on the show. The Republicans are trying to build a much stronger ground game going into this particular election. So I think these are all things that they're hoping President Trump being in the state can bolster for them going forward.
I as much as I don't want to listen to what he has to say, I can't wait to hear what he has to say, because sure. I'm guessing help for the farmers will take up 0.3% of the speech, and how he was the grievances he has with Wisconsin voters and Wisconsin for the stolen elections, and how he'll give quick mouth service to DVO. And I don't mean, that's not a euphemism, Parker. That's just, you know, he's gonna pay him a little. He'll give him the old, he won't shake his hand, though.
he won't ignore him like at the State of the Union.
Parker, do me a favor. Get me a Polymarket vote on will Donald Trump shake DVO's hand and see what the odds are. And we'll put down, you know, $7,000.
What I do think is interesting is that this campaign chose to start in Western Wisconsin, which is a majority of the rural votes. It's a majority, a place that has been kind of demolished as far as rural health care, the farming community. So, I mean, there's somewhat of a strategy, I think, there. So it will be fascinating to see if he actually talks about rural issues, or if it goes on to some sort of, you know.
You know it's going to be a swerve.